all the devotees here. Guru Maharaj is not here present, but his paraphernalia always giving us some inspiration. That is, Guru Maharaj is not. And here, management and spiritual practicing life, everything, if we will done nicely, then everybody will be happy, I think. Much devotee of Guru Maharaj, disciple of Guru Maharaj all over the world now. And they will be happy if they will see. They will see. They hear everything going in nice.
Yes, a nice example.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, this part is an example for other parts.
Yes.
And it's in the time of Guru Maharaj, everybody looking, what Sridhar Maharaj is doing, where Sridhar Maharaj is going, what Sridhar Maharaj is preaching, and they are trying to follow him.
Yes.
And we want to maintain that idea of our Vaishnava world.
Yes.
Gaudiya Vaishnava world. And this way we try to run. But at first some difficulty must come. After disappearance of Guru Maharaj, difficulty must come.
Sure.
And we are facing now. But when Guru Maharaj was here present, not necessary to maintain also vidhimat for us. But now it is necessary. Sometimes.
That's a question I have. We're Raganuga Bhaktis, followers of Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. But also, yourself and Guru Maharaj, you're saying you don't want to get so much involved in vidhimat. Vidhi Marg, we want to stay away from too much Vaidhi Bhakti, Vidhi Marg. But in the beginning, necessary, yes, in the beginning, but how I always understood sadhana bhakti, by practicing sadhana, Vidhi, then one comes to a spontaneous platform or a raga platform. But I've heard here that our line is raga marg from beginning.
From beginning.
Yes.
Marga is true, one raga and vidhi. But where is raga marga? They are also some vidhi. We cannot say, my father, you are my manasala. You are my brother-in-law. I cannot say to my father. Father is father.
Yes.
And I shall give honor to father as father.
Yes.
Not my brother-in-law.
Yes.
That is also vidhi. Vidhi marga and raga marga different, no doubt. But the raga, which is raga marga, it is necessary to know first. Raga marga, hankari. Very much hankering to do service. That is the raga marga. And he is not a raga marga bhakta. He cannot wait for this. But he, where is necessary, he must maintain the vidhi. But the hankering, so much hankering to serve Krishna. And this way, sometimes he is overtaking the vidhi. Understand? This is called Ragamarga. Ragamarga means not always he wants to broke the vidhi. He try to maintain the vidhi marga. Ragamarga devotee also try to maintain vidhi marga. One only route that is called only one route going to Vaikuntha. That is servicing way. Servicing way, we can through that way to Vaikuntha Loka. And over there, Goloka. And there only service, no other things. Krishna. And when hankering too much, coming to the devotee of Ragamarga, he cannot wait for purchasing one ticket to Calcutta. When he has seen the train waiting in platform, and if I go to purchase the ticket, the train will go. Then he not purchase the ticket, he immediately go to train. And there must be checker, and he will check, can do some fine, no problem for him, but he must need to go Calcutta, 9 o'clock. This type of hankering, that is called Ragamarga. Sometimes he is breaking the rules,
right.
But for that he is sometimes suffering also,
I
but
see.
He do not care that.
I see. The intensity of his desire to serve, he may go beyond the rules.
Yes.
And he may even get a reaction for doing
yes,
that.
Yes, sometimes the reaction coming,
uh-huh.
but he do not care that.
I see.
And sometimes not coming.
Uh-huh.
Willingly Krishna releasing his all the difficulty.
The ticket collector doesn't know.
Yes, ticket collector not may come that compartment.
Right.
But if can come, if come, then he is not fearful. He need to go. This is his position.
Right.
Example.
Yes, right. Good example.
But right. When we break the vidhi, then we must some suffer. But hankering, not care for that. Suffering. Yes, I must suffer, no doubt. And gopis giving the dust of her feet to Krishna, they know whom we are giving this. And they know the result. What is result? Maybe Ananta Naraka. So long, Naraka, hell, maybe waiting for that. Krishna is God, Lord. Then if I give our dust of feet, then it is not vidhi and it is must be harmful for us. But they do not care. They are thinking that Krishna will getting this dust, he will be okay.
Right.
That is enough for her. They do not care. This is called vidhi and ragmarga's example. But vidhi always running in his own way and rag always overtaking for hankering of the service.
Right.
But here it is necessary fully satisfied with his service. Otherwise that will be puttabhaya. Puttabhaya means suffer. He will suffer. If that hankering is not fully conquered his heart, then he must suffer to overtake the vidhi. But Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamapi kriyatanyadi kutopi labhyate tatra lollomapi mullamekalam janma koti samudaye naradi. This is the ragmargiya bhajan. That type of hankerness not coming easily. If you see any higher that type of mentality, you must cooperate with him and take from there for your future benefit. This is Ragamarga. But we must talk. Everybody try to follow the Vidhimarga in this life. But hankering, not giving to you see, it's called, but it is very hard, but I can say it, for the Western people, no problem. We are not cleaning mouth or body or anything, but my lover can embrace me that time. That is for his wills, but I must be shy for that. But he can embrace his wills. like this. But I shall not do. I must be clean myself, and I shall try to give some happiness to my lover. But if lover do not care for that, then what shall I do? He can get the nasty or clean anything. That is his way. But my wills always run to satisfy him very clean way.
Yes.
Understand, Prabhu?
Yes.
Radhati Prabhu! Very easily the Western devotee, they are thinking we got the Vidhi, over Vidhi, Ramananda. We got the seed, but that seed is necessary to grown up, plant it. Then that bhaktilata creepers, bhaktilata bees, after fully grown up, the seed must be fruitful. But immediately if we want fruit, from a baby creeper, then not possible.
I have another question.
Really?
Sometimes the Western devotees, they're asking the advanced devotees, they're asking a question, a repeated question. Have you seen Krishna? This is a question sometimes. And sometimes the devotees will answer differently, but mostly from Guru Maharaj we hear, I do not have the audacity to say I have seen Krishna. I have heard recently you've made some sort of statement for a long time, you've been in connection with Krishna consciousness, you're not seeing Krishna Mahaprabhu. But my question is this, there must be some experience. It's not that there's no experience. There must be some experience, otherwise it would be a dry thing. Simply following like a Vidhi Marg. So there must be some sort of experience. Even though one may say, I have not come face to face or seen Krishna or Mahaprabhu, still you must have some experience in your practice to know you are on the right path, isn't it?
When I read from a book, a guide book, this path going to Delhi, I read from the book, and I am trying to go to Delhi.
Right.
And in the both sides of the path, there are some, from the main road, many channel gone. Many subway gone. But I need to go from here to Delhi.
Right.
When I am sure that I want to go to Delhi, then I shall go and take that road. That is called GT road here.
Yes.
And both sides, so many symptoms I can see. When I cross the Vandal, there I can see their Vandal. And over there, Bhagwan, then Asansol, then Dhanbad. Like, if I seen that symptom, yes, I am forwarding. I am always forward.
Making progress.
This is enough for me. Not necessary immediate to see the Delhi. When I am looking both sides of town I need before. Yeah, I can see this, I can see that, I can see that, that. Then I must hope, yes, I am going in right way and one day I must reach Delhi. And when I shall go to Delhi, there is some guide necessary also. Otherwise I do not know where is what is where. And there also I search some guide. And this way our destiny must be give us our desire fulfillment. Then immediately if I want to see Krishna or Mahaprabhu, I can see everything, but I cannot digest it. And that is not necessary. I can see in photo Delhi. I can see, I can read in books, environment of Delhi, everything. But immediately I cannot go to Delhi. But it is possible by flight, 2 hours I can go. And that is our sadhana bhakti and raga bhakti and so many way to go there. When I came and joined with Guru Maharaj, immediately I gone to Puri with Guru Maharaj. That is Guru Maharaj need me with him. That is I can go. Otherwise I have not go to Kalla, maybe 25 years. Kalla from here to 25 kilometers. But I not went there. In Katwa 26 kilometers or 8 kilometers, I not went there. There I have no scope to go. Now when the super devotee giving us some chance to serve him, then easily I can go to Puri and Vrindavan, no problem. Within 6 months I have seen all the tirtha of Vrindavan and Puri and Delhi, everything. Why? Guru Maharaj wants me for his service. This way I run there. Sai Maharaj many times told me, yeah, you come with me and I show you all over the world centers. And you must give report to Guru Maharaj. Yeah, how they are going. But that time I have no scope to go with Sami Maharaj. Guru Maharaj was sick. I cannot leave Guru Maharaj. And I told him, yes, Maharaj, later I shall see. This way. Scope not got that time. But if I got the scope, then easily, but with the association of a higher devotee, it is possible. Then I not write. In aeroplane?
Yes, you never ride in aeroplane.
I never ride in aeroplane. And I have no hankering to ride in aeroplane. But if any chance will come, any time, I will ride. No problem. But I need seva of Guru Maharaj. If for the seva, if necessary, I must go. And chance also must come to me.
Aravinda Roshan will try to take him in the aeroplane to Puri.
But I not went there.
I like it.
There is two calls. One call in Puri, going by flight in the night time, I cannot see anything. But a second thing, I like very much to see the scenery.
Yes, no, there's many lotus flowers along the way.
Well, I didn't see one.
You didn't?
No.
Really?
But that was by car.
Well, that's, oh, I see. By train you see a lot. Many lotus flowers in the paddy field.
This time also we saw.
I saw some. It's after the season, but I saw some. Mostly water lilies now. White water lilies.
I like to go by car and to see the all the road scenery, and here is Yamuna I took Lemuna, Prasadam there, Gopinath.
Yeah, we
Madhav and the Puri.
Right.
We didn't get that. Some troubleful, no doubt, when we are starting from Calcutta 5 or 6 o'clock then, and reach there 9 o'clock. We are starting 14 hours. Then no problem. One day, little difficulty, but we can see everything in the road. Mahaprabhu, from that time all the road was jungle. Sometimes jungle, sometimes village, like that. At first, when I went to Puri, for searching the place of our center, that day, one night, 9 o'clock or 9:30, in a jungle, our motor car, two tires already punctured, and suddenly come there 9 or 10 people to look us, and we are thinking they are dacoit. But after that, from them, very good behavior we have got. And they gave us some bedding, food, and sleeping chance in a room, like. But this thrilling we not got if I go by flight.
Really?
In the night time, 9, 10 young, handsome people come and ask, what difficulty for you? What difficulty to you? I said, my two tire punctures. Then how shall I make it? They helped me, and one lorry going that way, and they took my two tires in the lorry, and they gone for repair, and they repaired them 11:30 or 12 o'clock. They come back with another lorry, and we sit in our car, and they said, you don't go now, you stay in our house, and I am giving food, etc.
Yes.
This is very nice money. And that time I am always remembering Mahaprabhu, and with like your elephant and tiger, deer, many things in the road, and they are chanting with Mahaprabhu. And I am thinking this jungle also that time maybe more than this time.
Right. Another question that comes up from the Western devotees is that Srila Swami Maharaj used to say that we get a higher taste, and when we get a higher taste, then the lower taste is automatically left behind.
Yes.
But then we see that with many devotees, especially the Western devotees, who we are thinking, oh, they are very senior, they are very advanced, but then they are going back to lower taste. So then how to adjust that?
Whom we are thinking they are higher stage, really they have not gone to higher stage.
They have not really tasted the higher stage.
Yes. This is the first. And second thing is that sometimes heavily offense to other great and higher version, they must go down. And two points. First thing, and this is general, I am thinking I am in a higher level, but that is not higher level thinking, state. When I can see myself in a very, very lower position, and clearly if I can see that, then we can think maybe I have some chance. Understand?
Yeah.
Vaishnavism is that. Vaishnava always think I am servant, I am not master. And who is servant, is very big rank, holding. And Krishna said in books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, or other scriptures, Krishna said himself, Nome Bhakta Chaturvedi Mag Bhakta Sapachapriya. He may be a Brahmin boy, but he not may be my devotee. And I am always worshipping my devotee. And devotee must, who wants to make himself a devotee, he must worship my devotee, not myself. I am very clear. Bhaktai bhakta janapriya. If you love my dog, in Western, if you love my dog, how shall I know your love coming to me? I can understand when you are looking my child's convenience or my dog's convenience, and your mentality going to distribute love them. Then I can understand you have some love for myself. And this way our progress report come to us. And some devotee thinking, oh yes, I am so old, I am 42 years, I serve Srila Guru Maharaj. Then I am a very big devotee. If he is thinking going this way, that is not. And I am telling it, but I am telling not that. I am telling for the benefit of the devotees. I know something with blessings of Guru Maharaj. Yeah, what is the position in mundane world? Devotee and disciples and teachers. This is my fortune, I can. And this way, I am explaining sometimes, but I am not thinking myself is a good, very big Vaishnava. I know who I am. And that's proved when Guru Maharaj wants to give 30 years ago this chair. And 30 years I am waiting to take that chair, but not take it. I know the position of the chair, I know the respect of the chair, I know the chair's glorification. That is my fortune, I think. And Guru Maharaj always telling Govinda Maharaj, you take this chair, and I am always praying, Maharaj, please wait, I am not thinking myself fit for this chair. But heavily told, then I. That is another thing. But I have some regard or love or anything, you can say. But I do not know without Guru Maharaj. That is very true. Then when Guru Maharaj heavily told, then I cannot ignore that. But when Guru Maharaj smiling, telling, yes, now you are okay, you know, you take this. And I am afraid to take that chair. Arjuna, dhanyavad, dhanyavad. This consciousness keeping me, giving me God, this consciousness giving me the God, safety. It is. If I not leave this consciousness, then I can think I am in safe position. Otherwise, I may fall down. And I know I have seen so many. If they fell down, then I am afraid. I am not going that way. When I am giving initiation to others, I am first telling my Guru Maharaj's name. Yeah. This is not my property, this is property of my Gurudeva. And he kept with me, and by his order, by his order, I am distributing yourself. You keep it daily and try to make it cultivate. Yeah. This way, then no harm to you.
Maharaj, what happens, what advice can you give, rather, for the Western devotees who they haven't yet got a higher taste, perhaps, but in the background is that samskara which is very much has been tasting the lower taste. So how to keep them going forwards towards the higher taste and away from trying to again taste what they remember?
It is very easy if we follow established devotee. What?
Yes, established
Pampar. If we try to follow him, then all samskara, everything we can eat. But we must try to follow perfect.
And by his strength, he will rescue or save us from that danger.
When I wake up 3 o'clock, you must wake up 3 o'clock. You have no way. I wake up and I am ringing bell and you must wake up. This chance I shall got, he will got, who is living with me. But who is sleeping 9 o'clock to 9 o'clock, his associates, how he got this chance to go to Aruti? He cannot. But who is living with me, he must can join every day with Aruti. And this chance we are getting from the devotee.
Also, devotee also like Guru.
Whose life 24 hours devoted for Krishna and Guru, he is devotee.
For the devotee.
And somebody who is in separate association from that, like in the West?
Separate association maybe, but bodily separate. Mm-hmm. But he heard from his guru or that type of Vaishnava, many things. And in form of book, scripture, with him. And he tried to follow time to time that. If any difficulty or any questions will come, he must ask, he must tell. No other way. We not need so much. Very simple our practice. What is? Jivedaya Namiruchi Vaishnava Seva. That is very simple. We chant Hare Krishna without offense. And we must give honor to others. In order to Sumichela. This way, Sarvati Prasadishtu Namani Namana Deva. We chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and we read the books and try to serve to Vaishnava, Guru or Krishna. Who in front I shall got any opportunity, I must serve. This way I shall try. That's very easy,
সেটা
তুমি একটা কাজ করতে পারো, 40 কেজি বড় করাই একটা হবে
শুনতাম।
কাল রাত্রে খুব পয়সা হয়েছে কালিকে, সেটা যদি জানতে পারবো সেটা খেতে পারি
খেয়েছিল
অসহ্য করে গা হাত পা খামছে, এরম এরম করছে, পা একবারে এরম হয়ে যাচ্ছে, হাত এরম হয়ে যাচ্ছে,
শিক্ষিত ভাব ছিল, শিক্ষিত ভাব মাথায়
সবকিছু সবকিছু যা চান আপনি
কাজ
তো সবকিছু দিয়েছে। হ্যাঁ